Oh, we are What's With Mothers on Nick Tan's podcast thing. We're reviewing songs for you, the songs that you be sing. We sent them in to Nick Tan to see if they'll get on this bit. And now we've heard a listen, we can confirm they're a pile of shit.
Greetings, listeners to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
Hello there!
We are the WatchWithMothers.net people. My name's Swineshead, Guten Tag, and I'm here with Napoleon.
Buongiorno! Buongiorno! Hello!
And we are here to talk about new, unsigned music uncovered by the grubby, filthy, grimy hands of Mr. Nick Tan.
By Sexy Nick, the sexy man, who's let himself go, admittedly.
Yeah, music's Mr. Sex.
Yeah, music's Mr. Sex, but from about 25 years ago, before the pot belly, the bald head, the bad teeth, the big nose, and the criminal record.
Yeah, we don't go into the criminal record.
I meant his music. You see what I did there?
Song number one.
Yeah.
This is by Netsei. I think that's how you say it.
Netsei, yep.
And it's Punch Drunk Love.
Punch Drunk Love. No,
it's not, it's just Punch Drunk.
Oh, well, he wrote it down to me, Nick Tan. He sent me an email and it says Punch Plus Drunk. Punch Plus Drunk by Netsei. Is that right or is that wrong?
I think that's wrong, but it would make sense because you sometimes do get a punch when you get drunk.
Well, you do indeed. If you go out on a Friday night, for instance, you walk into a man who's a lot larger than you and you knock over your drink and you say, I'm very sorry about that. And he turns around and he says, oh, that's all right. No, that's not how the scenario goes. Anyway, what do you think about this?
Shall I refer to my notes?
Yes, by all means.
Okay, Netsei, Punch Plus Drunk. Oh, you're right, yeah, I've got a plus in there. I've put, this is Moonlight Sonata, fronted by Leo Sayer. And then I've put, this is the sort of thing the two Ronnies would hand over to for a musical break during filming. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. The bit, you were enjoying the comedy and then it was Ronnie Corbett stood by some mist, perhaps some dry ice, with a stage you go, now, ladies and gentlemen, Barbara Dixon.
Exactly,
yes. Do you want to know what I've written?
Please.
A happy clappy tribute to love, drunkenness, whistling, punching and clapping. At least I think that's what it was about. I wasn't really listening. But I have underlined, very nice.
You liked it, did you?
I thought it was all right, yeah. I thought the ladies involved, unless it was a man, like you say, Leo Sayer and some women, I have no idea, but I thought it was a lady singing. I thought it was, you know, it was all right.
I'm pretty sure it was a gen. It took me back to the 70s, to a time of awful, awful music.
Like the aforementioned Leo Sayer?
Yeah, exactly.
You've got a cute way of talking. Do, 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 do. You remember that?
You make me feel like dancing.
I want to dance right away. You make me feel like dancing. I feel like dancing. Ooh, dancing. I dance right away, etc.
What other songs did Sayer do?
Well, he did that other one that I've just done.
Yeah.
There was another one by Gilbert O'Sullivan. Gilbert O'Sullivan, I always get him and Leo Sayer confused.
He did the one that Princess Diana liked, didn't he?
You live your life like a very windy candle, burning at the both ends with your girdle on. That one?
No, that was Jolting On and On.
That was Jolting On and On with Windy Girdle.
So, anything else to add about Netsei?
Well, I mean, he reminded me of Joan Armour Trading a little bit. Do you remember Joan Armour Trading?
She a black lady?
She's a black lady. She sung the theme tune to The Wild Geese. Do you remember The Wild Geese with Roger Moore, Richard Burton, Richard Harris?
I've not seen it. I'm aware of its existence.
Like the wild geese flying over a mountain in an unspecified African country. That one.
So, song number two of the day is by Fenwood with White Oak.
Fenwood? I thought it was Fernwood.
Oh, it could be my handwriting. Fernwood with White Oak.
Sorry, Fernwood.
Sorry about that, Mr. Fernwood. Yeah. Hello?
Hello, you saying something?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, hello. ELO? ELO? What, from off of the 70s?
Technical difficulties there, listeners. Sorry about that. Shall I read out what I've said?
Well, you can do.
Right. Fernwood.
Fernwood with White Oak.
Mr. Fenwood.
It's either Mr. White Oak with a song called Fernwood, I don't know.
I think it's Mr. Fenwood and his White Oak.
Well, hello there, Mr. Fernwood, with your White Oak. Not Fenwood.
I put, a little bit tedious. Puts me in mind of Blaze of Glory by John Bon Jovi.
Well, I don't know why.
Well, because it goes dang a dang a dang a dang a dang 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 a dang a dang a dang a dang dang.
Well, it has the same intro as Blaze of Glory by Bon Viculus, whatever.
John Bon Jovi.
Yeah, is that it? Is that what you've written?
No, I put it's like the music to the snooker, but without any oomph.
Without any oomph?
You know how the music to the snooker goes, yeah?
What, Pop Black?
How's it go?
No, it didn't go like that. But do you want to know what I've written?
Yes.
The intro goes on a bit, all plucking at a guitar and what have you. Then it goes on a bit more with a sitar showing up. Then it goes on a bit again with a guitar again. Then there's some other bits, intro bits. And I'm thinking, any minute now, I assume the vocals are going to kick in. And then, oh no, it's finished. It's essentially the longest intro song I've heard so far on Nick Tan's podcast. And then I've underlined, goes on for over 4 bloody minutes.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. It is essentially an elongated intro. What I'd suggest to Mr. Fenwood with his White Oak is...
Mr. Fernwood, sorry,
is that maybe you should write the next bit.
Yeah, well, exactly. Right, you don't need 4 minutes of intro. I'd say, how long do you need for an intro?
Half a bar.
Well, it entirely depends. I mean, you've got the Floyd Boys. Do you remember them? The Floyd Boys from off of the 70s.
Purple Floyd Boys.
The Purple Floyd Boys from off of the 70s. You got them, and they did an intro that went bow down 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 bow down down. How long that go on for? Bow down
down down. What tune is that?
Is it the one about diamonds? You're a diamond and you're particularly insane. That one.
Yeah, I remember that, and that did have
particularly
about
insane diamonds.
Had like 3 songs as an intro, didn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. So that went on, but at least they had the common decency to shove some bloody vocals in there. Finally, eventually.
Yeah, eventually it went into vocal frenzy, didn't it?
Yeah, so, I mean, Mr. Fernwood, if he's listening, what he needs that jangly, jangly, jangly bit, yeah, which we heard at the beginning for 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Then he needs to do a song about a white oak.
Well, undoubtedly. Where was the white oak?
Exactly, so he needs to ding-ding-a-ling, oh, I'm broke, I've had all my money stolen by a white oak, etc.
Yeah, I'm desperate for a smoke.
I'm desperate for a smoke, but I've been stolen off a bloke, and now... What rhymes with oak?
John Noakes.
John Noakes, and the bloke was John Noakes and his dog shit.
I don't know the name of this song.
Bubonic Funk with Position of Power.
You've stolen my intro.
How do you like that?
So, what do you make of Bubonic Funk with Position of Power?
Well, would you like me to read my notes?
Please.
Okay, it's 1973. I'm in a club in downtown USA. I just had to open up a can of pain on some cat's ass. Kung Fu style. These suckers don't listen, goddammit. All a brother's trying to do is spend some time with his bitches, but they keep coming down here with all their jive talking. I ain't gonna take it no more. Can you dig that?
So, I can't decode that.
Can you dig? Well, I've just been jive talking. I've been talking turkey.
Right, is that jive talking, is it?
That was jive talking, just there, yes. I imagined whilst listening to Bubonic Funk's rendition of Position of Power that I was in the USA of America. Mm. Have you heard of that place?
Is that what they mean when they say across the pond?
Across the pond in the USA of America.
Stateside.
Stateside, across the pond. And I imagined I was in a club, it was the 1970s, because it was all that whack, you know, all that shit going on. And then he started singing something. However, I didn't really listen to what he was singing because I was too busy writing that thing that I've just read out there.
Right, well, I didn't get past 43 seconds.
No, you didn't, no, admittedly. Why didn't you get past 43 seconds?
Well, I felt a bit like I'd heard it all before.
On an episode of Ironside?
Yeah, certainly in a
Starsky
cop drama.
Starsky and Hutch, Dirty Harry.
Certainly in a cop drama somewhere, but I did find that it was better. It was improved if I sang over the top of it.
And what did you sing?
Motherfucker! That sort of thing.
Oh, a motherfucker! I need my bitches! That sort of thing.
Yeah, hey, baby! Hey,
motherfucker! I need my bitches! A motherfucker! In my fucking car! Oh, we can't keep saying that word over and over again. People will turn it off.
You burning motherfucker!
You motherfucker! I also wrote, I've underlined this bit, funky lovely, I can imagine this as background music on an episode of Starsky and Hutch.
Well, that's high praise, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, it did what it said on the tin. They're called bubonic funk. I think that's a reference to drugs, isn't it?
Well, the funky, bubonic, smelly, skunky, funky green shit is definitely... I think that's the term for endo, which is a term for cannabis.
What, endometriitis? Was it endogastritis? The gastrointestinal complaint?
I don't know why they call it endo. All I know is that in hip-hop tunes they say, I'm smoking my endo.
Well, it's probably something to do with a gastric complaint.
Like wind. Like an endoscopy.
Endoscopy. That goes down your throat and has a good look at your innards. Mm. So what they're probably on about there is bubonic, some kind of wind-related shitting illness.
So it's like you go to the doctor and you say, oh, I've got a right bubonic funk.
Funk, up me jacksy. And he says, well, I'll have to get the endoscope out, have a quick look. You're like, okay, well, if you could just like that, he has a good look. And he said, yeah, it's definitely a bubonic funk. What you need to do is, you just need to fart a bit more.